I'm Zé Otávio, I am DJ, I listen to Caipirinha Appreciation Society.
Agora em português.
Eu sou Zé Otávio, DJ, carioca, e ouço Caipirinha Appreciation Society.
Hello, dear listener of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, here at SOAS Radio, Rádio Contrabanda FM 91.4 FM em Barcelona, Rádio Cerrado em Brasília, e o que mais, Kika Serra?
And, well, to our usual audience out there in the world, in the English-speaking world, this is the Caipirinha Appreciation Society, your English-language music, your English-language show on Brazilian music. And for the next 2 hours, we will be bringing you the usual Brazilian music, but today it's going to be more fun because we have a theme. Yes, we've been doing lots of research.
And we will have loads of collaborations here of our friends that did help us to build up this playlist, which will be very crazy. Shall we tell them the story of the whole thing?
Should we play a song first and then we get back to it?
Yes, let's play a song and then we'll go back to it. Okay, so let's go. Oi, 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 come on.
Minha terra é boa, plantando dá. Famoso abacaxi de Irará. Minha terra é boa, plantando dá. O famoso abacaxi de Irará.
Moça enterrada namora e o noivo não quer casar. Se apega o bom Santo Antônio, o noivo esse ano ainda vai pensar.
Falou, véi,
dá um chá de abacaxi,
irará,
até pro noivo se animar.
Falou, véi,
dá um chá de abacaxi,
irará,
até pro noivo se animar.
Falou, véi,
dá um chá de abacaxi,
irará,
até pro noivo se animar.
Minha terra é boa, plantando dá. O famoso abacaxi, irará. Minha terra é boa, plantando dá. O famoso abacaxi de Irará.
Velho viúvo com 70 anos ainda quer casar. Pergunto pra ele o segredo e peço pra me contar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo abacaxi,
irará,
que você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo abacaxi,
irará,
que você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo,
irará,
que você.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo,
irará,
você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo abacaxi,
irará,
que você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo abacaxi,
irará,
que você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo,
irará,
que você.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo,
irará,
você vai se animar.
Falou, véi,
vá comendo.
Okay. Why did we start this show with a song about pineapples, Kika Serra?
Well, you know, sometimes we think of, we make a show, a random show, and then we think of the cover art, what's going to be the artwork for that episode. And then there are times when the opposite also happens. We have a really nice picture and we say, wow, we have to find a way to make this a theme for the show. So last week, MDC Swingy took some fantastic photos. I took a few too, but anyway.
Mine were the fantastic ones, I'm sorry.
Of these cherries, which, by the way, are his favorite fruit. And we're like, wow, look at these. We have to make a...
No, it was more strange. It was stranger. We were in the house of some friends having a gin tonic. And we did have some cherries for
dessert.
Dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't have anything to put on our gin tonic to make it beautiful. So we put some cherries on it.
And boy, did it look nice with all the little bottles sticking around it. It was a fantastic picture. So there, we had the artwork, and we said, okay, so shall we make a song about a show about cherries?
Yeah. Let's look for some songs in Portuguese about cherries. And we came to the conclusion that we only have horrible songs about cherries.
Possibly because it's not really a natural fruit of Brazil.
Yeah.
And so we just decided to amplify that a little bit, you know, make it a little broaden the idea, and to fruit in general. So we've been collecting songs and suggestions from our friends for the past few days. And of course, we are from the land of fruit, where bloody Carmen Miranda comes from. Just think of everything he actually had on her head.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a song for every fruit out there. And so we've been getting lots of help, lots of contributions from people, and we'll be a very fruity show.
Yeah.
And sending our first kiss of the show to Isabel, who's listening to us from Austria.
Excellent.
Yeah, so...
Isabel Frampton?
No. Okay, we'll tell you more about that later. Beijo, Isabel. And to Mr. Zoy, who is listening to us from Babilônia, Rio de Janeiro.
Yes.
And to Valeria Del Cueto and Humberto Barros in Rio de Janeiro. So this is going to be a fun show with lots of fruity music. And obviously, because there's a theme, it's not style-based, but theme-based. So we might very well go from a rock and roll song to a samba to a caipira, because fruits are universal.
Yeah,
you know?
It will be a big salad, a fruit salad.
A big fruit salad. Ooh.
So let's go. First of all, do we have bananas?
Yes, we do.
Yes, nós temos banana, banana pra dar e vender. Banana, menina, tem vitamina, banana engorda e faz crescer. Yes, nós temos banana, banana pra dar e vender. Banana, menina, tem vitamina, banana engorda e faz crescer. Vai para a França o café, pois é. Para o Japão o algodão, pois não. Somos da crise, se ela vier, banana para quem quiser. E yes, nós temos banana, banana pra dar e vender. Banana, menina, tem vitamina, banana engorda e faz crescer. E yes, nós temos banana, banana pra dar e vender. Banana, menina, tem vitamina, banana engorda e faz crescer. Mate para o Paraguai, não vai. Ouro do bolso da gente não sai. Velho ou menino, homem ou mulher, banana para quem quiser. Mate para o Paraguai, não vai. Ouro do bolso da gente não sai. Velho ou menino, homem ou mulher, banana para quem quiser.
Well, that was a classic one by Mr. Originally composed by Mr. Braguinha. All right, this one sung by our friend Ney Mato Grosso. Yes, nós temos bananas. And we opened the show with our friend Tom Zé com Abacaxi de Irará, which is Irará is his the city where Tom Zé comes from. And they say the pineapple from this place in Bahia is very powerful with aphrodisiac capabilities. Ooh. And then, yes, we have bananas, takes a little, take the piece on the fact that Brazil was considered a banana republic until the end of the dictatorship. Now we are back to be a banana republic.
Well, God, yes, we're certainly reclaiming that reputation.
Yeah, you know? Just to make a point. Fora Temer.
Fora Temer.
Yes. So let's go. We are worried about fruit and our natural resources since very long. So here is Mr. Francisco Alves singing Aquarela do Brasil, because we have coconut tree that gives us coconuts.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato risonheiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos o Brasil samba que dá bamboleio e faginga, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor. Passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o rei Congo no Congo do Brasil.
Brasil,
deixa cantar de novo o trovador, a merengue a luz da lua, toda a canção do meu amor. Quero ver essa dona caminhando pelos salões arrastando o seu vestido rendado. Brasil,
terra boa e gostosa, da morena cestrosa, de olhar indiscreto. O Brasil verde que dá para o mundo se admira, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor. Brasil,
Brasil,
oh, esse coqueiro que dá toco, oi, onde amarra minha rede, nas noites claras de luar, Brasil,
Brasil.
As fontes murmurantes, oi, onde eu mato a minha sede, e onde a lua vem brincar. Oi, esse Brasil lindo e trigueiro, é o meu Brasil brasileiro, terra de samba e bandeiro. Brasil,
Brasil,
pra mim,
pra mim.
This song is very good. It's not for, it's a classic by its own merits, isn't it?
It's definitely a classic, and it reminds me strangely every time I hear it of a film by Terry Gilliam called Brazil.
Yeah.
Back in, when was it? 1989, 1990,
yeah,
something.
Good, yeah.
It's a really
I'm older than you. It reminds me the film from Walt Disney.
Oh, of course. Well, it's a reference, but I like the more surrealistic. Reference. Well, anyway, a very dystopian society, crazy place it was. It's kind of, I saw no relation with the actual Brazil, but now these days,
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, exactly. And I want to dedicate the first two songs, the first three songs, two songs of the show.
Okay, which were?
Which were Abacaxi de Irará.
By Tom Zé.
By Tom Zé. And the other one was the one with the name Mato Grosso.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Nós Temos Bananas.
Mm-hmm.
To your brother.
To my brother.
Yeah, to your brother. Oh. It was his idea. He really embraced the idea of giving us some songs. So it was like everybody was giving one or two suggestions, he gave something like eight.
guess what? The brother we're talking about is not one that interacts much with the Caipirinha Appreciation Society. We often mention my DJ brother who lives in Rio, who is Preto Serra, and but this time we're talking about the youngest who lives in San Francisco, who is a very creative guy in his own merit,
Miguel. With a very weird taste.
Very broad. And it's excellent that he got in the mood. Miguel, beijo for you.
Big beijo, Miguel. So let's go now with a song about oranges. It's called Laranja Madura. So, como é que é madura? How do you say madura?
Ripe. It's ripe oranges. Ripe oranges at the road. If you find them on the ground by the road, there's something wrong about them. Don't go eating them because they either have
some kind of bug on it.
Some kind of bug, yeah.
Yeah,
or there's wasps around.
Bees around. Wasps or bees. Okay, so let's go. Laranja madura na beira da estrada, tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Você diz que me dá casa e comida, boa vida e dinheiro pra gastar. O que é que há? Oh meu Deus, o que é que há? Tanta bondade que me faz desconfiar. Laranja madura, na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Santo que vê muita esmola na sua sacola,
desconfia
e não faz milagres, não. Gosto de Maria Rosa, mas quem me dá prosa é Rosa Maria. Vejam só que confusão. Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Você diz que me dá casa e comida, boa vida e dinheiro pra gastar. O que é que há? Ó, meu Deus, o que é que há? Tanta bondade que me faz desconfiar. Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Santo que vê muita esmola na sua sacola,
desconfia
e não faz milagres, não. Gosto de Maria Rosa, mas quem me dá prosa é Rosa Maria. Vejam só que confusão. Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Laranja madura na beira da estrada. Tá bichada, Zé, ou tem marimbondo no pé?
Yes, that was Casuarina with Laranja Madura here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show at SOAS Radio and Rádio Contrabanda 91.5 FM Barcelona. Hola, mis amigos hispanohablantes de Radio Contrabanda. Un gran beso.
Sí, como saben, ya estamos aquí todos los martes y miércoles con música brasileña más allá de los clichés. Los martes en inglés con Caipirinha Appreciation Society y los miércoles en castellano portuñol con Caipirinha Libre. Entonces, bueno, ya saben por qué están escuchando inglés en
sí,
este momento.
Y si perdiste o no comprendiste lo que estábamos hablando en inglés, el tema de hoy en nuestro programa son músicas brasileñas que hablan de frutas, naranjas, cerezas, manzanas, bananas. ¿Cómo es pineapple, Kika? ¿Piña?
Piña, sí. Piña.
Okay,
back to English.
Yes, my friends, we've been playing a song here called Laranja Madura, Ripe Orange, and now we are going to talk about feijoada. We're going to play a song called Feijoada Completa with Mr. João Nogueira. It's a version by Mr. João Nogueira, and you're going to ask yourself, but is feijoada a fruta? No, feijoada is not a fruta. A fruit.
Feijoada is not a fruit, but it's traditionally accompanied by fruit, the same fruit that the last song was about, laranjas.
Yes,
so
oranges.
It's a little weird combination.
It's very weird, guys. I know you guys are thinking, eating beans, black beans with orange. Yes, it is weird, but you have to try one day because it is addictive. But don't try this at home if you don't know a Brazilian person to tell you how you do it. So let's go. João Nogueira, Feijoada Completa. here at Caipirinha Appreciation Society Fruit Special.
Mulher, você vai gostar. Tô levando uns amigos pra conversar. Eles vão com uma fome que nem me contem. Eles estão com uma sede de anteontem. Salta a cerveja estupidamente gelada pra um batalhão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, não vá se afobar. Não tem que pôr a mesa nem dar lugar. Ponha os pratos no chão e o chão tá posto. E prepare as linguiças pro tira-gosto. Uca, açúcar, cumbuca de gelo, limão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, você vai fritar. Um montão de torresmo pra acompanhar. Arroz branco, farofa e a malagueta. A laranja Bahia ou da seleta. Joga o paio, carne seca, docinho no caldeirão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, depois de salgar, faça um bom refogado que é pra engrossar. Aproveita a gordura da frigideira pra melhor temperar a couve mineira. Diz que tá dura, pendura, fatura no nosso irmão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, você vai gostar. Tô levando uns amigos pra conversar. Eles vão com uma fome que nem me contem. Eles estão com uma sede de anteontem. Salta a cerveja estupidamente gelada pra um batalhão. E vamos botar água.
A big, big kiss to Elisa Crieses and Rodrigo Pinto in Rio. In Leme.
Não tem que pôr a mesa nem dar lugar. Ponha os pratos no chão e o chão tá posto. E prepare as linguiças pro tira-gosto. Cuca, açúcar, cumbuca de gelo, limão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, você vai fritar. Um montão de torresmo pra acompanhar. Arroz branco, farofa e a malagueta. A laranja Bahia ou da seleta. Joga o paio, carne seca, docinho no caldeirão. E vamos botar água no feijão. Mulher, depois de salgar, faça um bom refogado que é pra engrossar. Aproveite a gordura da frigideira pra melhor temperar a couve mineira. Diz que tá dura, pendura, fatura do nosso irmão. E vamos botar água no feijão.
Now, that's one thing I miss when I'm not living in Brazil is the feijoada. I'm absolutely addicted. I think I've never been able to be a really, really skinny person in my life because of how much I love feijoada. But
yeah, and you know what? Valeria Del Cueto suggested this song, and she said dedicated to Kika Serra.
Oh, that's well. See,
she knows you. Yeah. And is Rodrigo listening to it now?
I know Elisa is. She heard
Elisa. Elisa talking
make
about.
Make sure
feijoada.
You have a feijoada while you're there.
Yeah, don't miss the feijoada from Saturday at a feijoada do Miguelzinho.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
There are friends who are staying in our apartment in Leme, taking care of Falkland and Malvina, our cats. Meow. And so they've just arrived there, and I hope they'll enjoy the lovely, comfortable, sweet Leme lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah,
And there's a place around the corner, Taberna do Leme, no?
I think it's
Taberna Atlântica. Taberna Atlântica. Taberna Atlântica that has a samba, old school sambistas from Chapéu Mangueira, who play the samba and during a feijoada. It's a really cool Lemmy lifestyle.
Thing it's to from do 6 o'clock. It's get there early.
Saturdays. I said Sunday. Sorry about that.
It's from 6 o'clock, and it's get there early so you can eat enough, because after a certain point, the old ladies that goes there, the old ladies that go there, they really like to do the samba.
It's really funny. The average age is something like 75. And they all dress in tight jeans and, you know, tight clothes and have the time of their lives dancing the samba on the Pedra Portuguesa, on the cobbles. It's really funny. Anyway, it's not even the best feijoada around. But the whole experience is fun.
The whole package is really good. So we were talking about feijoada, and there is something that you always have with feijoada. Two somethings. One is caipirinha, but I'm going to avoid playing a song about caipirinha because I'm not into praising my own show. Fucking good anyway with my with me
no
liking
need to
it.
Self-promote.
But we're going to play a song called Pinga com Limão.
That's close enough.
Yeah. And it's, my friends, it's a rock and roll.
It's a fruity show.
Yeah.
Eu quero pinga com limão.
Já disse
pinga com limão. Pra comer uma feijoada.
Com feijão.
Eu quero pinga com limão. Eu quero pinga com limão. Aqui na minha casa, na Avenida São João. Tem duas piscinas, uma pura e a outra com limão. Eu quero pinga com limão. Já disse a pinga com limão.
Com limão.
Pra comer uma feijoada.
Yeah!
Eu quero pinga com limão.
Com limão.
Eu quero pinga com limão. Segue, gente. Vai!
Yes, that was the band from São Paulo called Premeditando Breque from the 80s, and the name of the song is Pinga com Limão.
It's to go with the feijoada. If anyone's joining now, they might they'll be forgiven for thinking that we're doing a show about feijoada just because we played two songs in a row about it.
Yeah.
But let's try and explain very quickly. Our challenge this week is we asked our friends, our listeners, for ideas about songs, Brazilian songs about fruit, that mention fruit. Because we were in a fruity mood.
Yes, inspired
by the lovely summery season here in Europe with lots of juicy cherries. We thought we'd do a juicy show. And we've played a few. There have been abacaxis, there have been laranjas, now there have been limes. And it will go a lot. We'll get even
bananas
fruitier
also.
Than that. We've got bananas, of course.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm getting hungry now. Come on, bring music.
I want to dedicate this song. You're right. That was a suggestion by Sérgio von Troba from Meia Dúzia de Três ou Quatro. Okay. But I think I should dedicate this song to our friend Nacho here from Contrabanda FM. He would not like the rock version, but I'm pretty sure when he tries Pinga com Limão, he will love it.
Oh, the one we just played.
Yeah. Okay, and now let's go with a song by Frenéticas called É Que Nessa Encarnação Eu Quero Nascer Manga. One, it's a very weird title.
In this incarnation, I want to be born a mango.
A mango, yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's very rare to a song from Frenéticas that is kind of lado Z, because most of her songs are lado B, and this one is really, I never heard this. Did you know this song?
The thing is, they've got those five standards that everybody knows, and then we don't know what the others were. I think it's one of the thing with radio, was that, right? With traditional commercial radio, is it really imprinted like the singles, and then everything else was forgotten. True.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that was an idea of our friend Vitor Gargiulio, okay? And he was another person that gave us loads of ideas. So, let's go. Frenéticas. É que nessa encarnação eu nasci manga.
Me consumir, eu deixo. Você quer me mastigar? Eu gosto. Se você quer me comer, eu vou. Um pedacinho pra você. Você quer me consumir? Eu deixo. Você quer me mastigar? Eu gosto. Se você quer me comer, eu vou.
Um pedacinho pra você.
Você quer me consumir? Eu deixo. Você quer me mastigar?
Eu, hein?
Eu gosto. Se você quer me comer, eu vou.
Um pedacinho pra você.
Now let's go, as we are in the mango mood. We're going to have a salad here. We'll be back to fruits and back and forth. But now
we're going to stray from the theme.
Yeah, no. You're going to keep on the theme.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're going to play a song called A Manga Rosa by Edinardo. And just to inform our listeners, right, we have a manga rosa, really, which is a mango a kind of rose-tinted kind of this color outside. But be careful, because in Brazil, manga rosa also means a kind of marijuana. So be careful where you ask for a manga rosa, because you might get something illegal in your plate.
Sweet.
Yeah. Usually after you smoke the manga rosa, all you need is a manga rosa.
A manga rosa, Maria Rosa, Rosa Maria Joana, peitos gostosos, rosa dos doces, rosa dos doces, mama, mama, mama.
Eu sou perfume escorre da minha boca. Entre aberta a porta, por onde entra e por onde sai, por onde entra e sai o mundo. Mundo!
Balança a fronde, farta a mangueira, e mata a fome, morto a fome ou mata. Imensa mata, imensa massa flora, dos cachos de verde amarelo, maduro fruto que pro nosso gozo vem. Rosa, Rosa Maria Joana, peitos gostosos, rosados doces, rosados doces, mama, mama, mama.
Teu sumo escorre da minha boca. Entre aberta a porta, por onde entra e por onde sai, por onde entra e sai o mundo.
Essa fronde, farta mangueira, e mata a fome, morto a fome ou mata. Imensa mata, imensa massa flora, os cachos de verde amarelo, maduro fruto e pro nosso gozo.
Was about marijuana, this song.
Okay, did I never doubted
you. Yeah.
Why? Because it makes you want to eat mango?
No. This is because he talks about manga rosa, Maria Rosa, Joana Maria, Rainha dos Doces.
Yes.
It's kind of clear.
I think so, yeah. Munchie song.
Munchie song, yeah. Well, no, but this is the actual thing that is in Brazilian music, isn't it, from the 70s, things that he had to kind of be covered by the censorship, that, by the way, might come back very soon in the way we are going, you know. Now, I want to send a kiss. I want to send a hug. I want to send my admiration.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm not going to play him today, right, but for a guy called Flávio Renegado.
Oh, right.
He is, because, you
he
know,
this
yeah,
week
yeah,
he
yeah.
Was.
This week he is my hero. Thing is, the government from Belo Horizonte, the mayor from Belo Horizonte, promotes a gig called Virada Cultural there.
It's the first place to do it was São Paulo, and then other cities around started doing it. So it's live. Outdoor gigs, you know, with different artists of different levels, not necessarily super famous. So there was one in Belo Horizonte, the capital of the state of Minas Gerais. And the mayor, he made the contract, I'm sorry, he made the artists who he hired for the gigs to sign a contract which had a clause number eight, which forbids people to express political opinion to make any sort of political statement on stage. Now, can a contract between two parties go above kind of
It's the Constitution,
the freedom of expression that's guaranteed. Of course not. But and well, he said that they would pay a fine and they would lose their.
No, it
their,
was
their,
worse
their,
than paying a fine. It was like that you're gonna
you'd
the
be
guy,
shot on stage.
No, more or less that, because the artist would have his fine would be the full price, the full fee.
Basically, they wouldn't be paid.
No, but it's worse, because if they were paid, there would be discounts on taxes and everything, right? If the guy breaks the clause 8, he not only do not receive his money, but he would not receive all the money.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. So it's crazy and unfair. So that's why we say, as our friend as our friend Flávio Renegado said, fora Temer. Because these things weren't happening in the Brazil before the coup, the democratic Brazil.
Karina Burr did the same, just so you know. Yeah. A few days later, also on a few gigs later, she also took a big poster. And Flávio Renegado actually made a T-shirt, which was really good, which in front said Artigo 8.
Yeah,
the 8th clause and on the back of the T-shirt said Fora Temer. So anyway, we're really big fans of artists that will not be shut up by, you know, some arbitrary illegal measure like that. So big fans. Very good.
Yeah.
So, a little political moment in this very fruity day. You know, just so you don't forget what show you're listening to.
So let's go now with a very famous song called Morena Tropicana. And, well, there are many fruits in this one. So let's go. Da manga rosa quero gosto e sumo.
Okay.
Another one about mango also. Mango is very popular in Brazil, isn't it? But you don't see mango in the head of Carmen Miranda, do you?
Because it's heavy.
Yeah. She ate it first. Let's go.
It's so nice.
Da manga rosa quero gosto e o sumo, melão maduro, sapoti, juá, jabuticaba, teu olhar noturno, beijo travoso de um bucajá, pele macia, ai carne de caju, saliva doce, doce mel, mel de urussu, linda morena, fruta de extemporana, caldo de cana, caiana, vem me desfrutar. Linda morena, fruta de extemporana, caldo de cana caiana, vou te desfrutar. Morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor.
Ai, 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 ai.
Morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor.
Ai, 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 ai.
Da manga rosa, quero gosto e o sumo, melão maduro, sapoti, juá, jabuticaba, teu olhar noturno, beijo travoso de um bucajá, pele macia, ai carne de caju, saliva doce, doce mel, mel de urussu, linda morena, fruta de extemporana, caldo de cana caiana, vou te desfrutar. Linda morena, fruta de extemporana, caldo de cana caiana, vem me desfrutar. Morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor.
Ai, 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 ai.
Morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor.
Thank you.
jaboticaba teu, olhar noturno, beijo travoso de umbucajá, pele macia e carne de caju, saliva doce, doce, mel, mel de urso, linda morena, fruta de destemporana, caldo de cana caiana, vou te desfrutar. Linda morena, fruta de destemporana, oi caldo de cana caiana, vem me desfrutar. Morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor. Ai, 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 morena tropicana, eu quero teu sabor. Oh, 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 oh. Sabor. Oh, oh. Ai, 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 morena tropicana.
Yes, that was Morena Tropicana by our friend Alceu Valença. And that was suggested by?
Yes, we want to dedicate it to one of two sisters that are good friends of the show. One is listening to us live right now, Isabel, who is in Austria. And her sister lives right here in Barcelona, and she's the one who suggested this song. Um beijo para Luisa, yeah. Our dear Luisa Lenner. Luisa
Lenner.
Lenner.
No, I always get this wrong.
Without the R.
Without the R.
But certainly, at one point in history, they were all the same family.
All right, all right.
Anyway, so guys, Luisa, thank you, as usual.
Yeah, and where are we? We are at Rádio Contrabanda, 91.4 FM, Barcelona.
That's right. You know, the Caipiria Appreciation Society was broadcast as it was recorded at home and then broadcast on SOAS Radio for so long that some of you might be finding the new format a little strange. But that's because we went back to being a live FM radio show, just as the show was born on a regular FM radio. And so with all the for good and for evil.
For good and for evil,
you know,
yeah,
the good things and the bad things. So sometimes we might get things wrong. Sometimes
get a wrong English.
Well, that's no novelty. We never censored our talks before. But, you know, so that's it. We're now broadcasting live from Barcelona, which means if you're listening to this on our podcast, you know, our regular podcast page, CaipiriaAppreciationSociety.com, that you should consider this other possibility, which is a lot of fun, which is to join us live as we broadcast it. We do it every Tuesday on from 6 to 8 p.m. Spanish time. And if you join us on Facebook, if you comment on the pictures that we post or generally, we will comment on our fan page and our group and our personal profiles. We can send you a shout out live, and we can even take on suggestions or comments. And it's a lot of fun, the live thing.
Yeah, especially in this show, this format of having contributors and everything is quite new, isn't it? We have only done 3 or 4 of those in the 10 years of the Caipirinha Appreciation Society. And, well, I have two announcements.
Ooh.
Yeah. First of all, if you happen to be in Barcelona this weekend, we're
going to be really busy.
Yeah, we are going to be really busy. We will be first taking part at the
Fiestas de Raval, Barcelona throughout the summer. They're outdoor parties all the time. Each neighborhood has its own outdoor thing, a fair with activities of all sorts all day long. And so El Raval, Ravalistan for some.
Has
its own
neighborhood,
which is where we live.
Yeah.
So we're going to take part in that along with all of Contrabanda FM. Contrabanda FM will have
a stall selling beers for 3 days. We're going to be there on Saturday.
That's it. The party is a 3-day long festival, and the radio station Contrabanda will have a stall there throughout, but we'll be joining them on Saturday. And we because we can't on Friday because we have something else to do, and we can't on Sunday because we'll be DJing somewhere else, which comes from the second announcement.
Yeah.
So what's that?
Yeah, we are going to be DJing at our Vermouth, monthly Vermouth at Johnny Aldana. It's we invite you guys to have a little Vermouth and a big Caipirinha with us, and it will be great fun as usual, isn't
it? That's it. Johnny Aldana is a lovely place. And the bar woman, the bartender, she is really
Hermione.
Inspired. Hermione. She gets a real kick from making interesting caipirinhas, and which is just we always challenge her with a new fruit, with a new idea, and then she brings her own idea. She's a real bar woman, you know, as you have as you would expect, you know, making a cocktail maker, mixologist. I don't know what you call it.
But
she's into it, which is great. So good drinks, good company, and good music, guaranteed.
And good food also.
Oh, and good food.
We always have our breakfast there because we always wake up late on Sunday. So we go there. Before we work, we have a little vermouth just to as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And then we have one of the wonderful sandwiches or tarts or... Tart. No. So we recommend that. And there is another announcement. It's going to be the first time we're going to talk about it. But I think it's kind of already nearly there. Save the 29th of August for if you happen to be here in Barcelona. Because we're going to have some big party on Friday with a big artist that is coming. Yeah.
Go all the way.
Say
who
it is. We're going to have Benegon here.
Benegon.
But not the band. Benegon.
But the guy, Benegon.
Yeah, MC.
That's it. He enjoys being a DJ. He will be with this band on tour around Europe, a very short tour. But he won't be playing in Barcelona with the band, but he will be coming because he's flying back from Barcelona. He'll be staying with us. So we're going to have a DJ night for him, and of course we'll be DJing as well.
With the guys from Gandaya.
That's it. So and with guests, you know, other DJs that are friends that have been, you know, always welcome us at their party, so we're going to welcome them at ours.
Yeah.
And so keep tuned, you know, and check our web and our usual channels, and we'll confirm the time and the place. But that's definitely going to be on the 29th, on Friday.
And you know the reason for this party, Kika Serra?
What is the reason for this party?
That's because we are 10 years together.
Oh, yeah.
This
June. You know who would enjoy to be here and unfortunately won't because she lives in New York, but she's an old-time listener and is tuned in right now? Barry Ann Brown.
Barry Ann Brown.
Can you imagine Benegon and MDC Swingy DJing together, Barry Ann? That should be fun, hey?
Yeah.
It's a shame you're not out here, which... You can, you know, there are alternatives. You can have, I'm sure there's real cheap flights to Barcelona.
Yeah,
you don't have to go to Brazil only. The world is so big.
The world is so big, So let's go now with another suggestion by our friend Vitor Gargiulio, right? And this is a song from Bill Hockey called Maria, Minha Maria. And it talks about watermelon.
Okay.
Another fruit that Carmen Miranda was too lazy to carry around.
Okay. Yes, I think that one.
Lembra daquela blá sua ausência é crama. Oh, que noite tão preciosa. Não deve dormir quem ama. Debaixo da cor de ser, há de cantos a beber. Saudade da
was Milwaukee here at the Caipirinha Appreciation Society Fruity. Let's go now.
Very solemn song.
Very solemn, yeah.
But
yeah.
When those Pernambuco people decide to get dramatic, they certainly can do that too. Yeah, you know, we think it's what we say about the samba. A lot of people think that Brazilians are only happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of drama in our lives, guys. You just read the news and you realize how true that is.
Yeah, how true
so, of
that
course,
is,
that reflects on our music too. It's not just hoo hoo.
Yeah, but let's go something with more hoo hoo-y. It is Comadre Fulozinha. And with the track Mambu, also from Pernambuco, with Mambu e Abacaxi, which is a weird way to say pineapple. So
to rhyme.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That was Comadre Fulozinha com Mambu e Abacaxi. Okay? So now we're gonna play a song which is a double fruity, right? In reality, the song only talks about melon.
Which is on melon, one fruit, melon.
One fruit. But it's sung by Jabu Morales.
Oh, whose own name is a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Jabuticaba. And as Brazilian as it can be.
It can be, yes.
I don't think there's a more authentic Brazilian fruit than that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Even
Others have been stolen, I think.
Yeah,
the mango
but we have the ones from the north, from Brazil.
Oh, true. We don't even know the names
because they are not even, it's very hard to find them in the southeast of Brazil. So let's go now with our friend Jabu Morales. Big kiss, Jabu.
Ai, o amor que eu senti se foi do tempo em que eu tinha coragem de ser em seus beijos.
Saudade me levou até você na ilusão que me cegou. Segui, eu mais buscava e mais me perdia, embriagado sem beber.
Yes, that was Jabu Morales, Jabuticaba Morales, to be more precise, with the song Melon com Lira. So it was about melon. Okay, and now shall we go to another Alceu Valença, which is...
Is he the champion of songs
about
fruit?
Yeah. Because this one is a cultural thing. It's called Chuva de Caju, which is one of the things when before... global warming, where you can predict the rain, or you can predict the I'm not sure exactly which one, you can predict the harvest of the cashew fruit, right? Because
Which is very typical of Pernambuco also. Pernambuco there's a time also, of the yeah. year when you go to Recife and the city smells like cashew. It's so sweet, I guess. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, reminds me of caipirinha de cajú.
My favorite caipirinha. My favorite caipirinha is the cashew caipirinha.
So let's go now. Alceu Valença, Chuvas de Caju.
Nessas tardes tão azuis, ela virá no verão, e ela virá no verão, com as chuvas de cajus. Os flamboyants estão sangrando nessas tardes tão azuis, pastor. Da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos apaixonados, pastores da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos abandonados. Ela virá no verão, mas ela virá no verão com as chuvas. Os flamboyants estão sangrando nessas tardes tão azuis. Ela virá no verão, mas ela virá no verão. E ela virá no verão. Estão sangrando nessas tardes tão azuis. Ela virá no verão, e ela virá no verão, com as chuvas de cajus. Os flamboyants estão sangrando nessas tardes tão azuis. Pastores da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos apaixonados. Pastores da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos abandonados. Pastores da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos apaixonados. Pastores da noite, meu São Jorge amado, livrai-me do ódio dos abandonados.
Yes, that was our friend. Oh, Alceu Valença.
Almost literally our friend. There's a really funny episode when MDC Swingy and I were last, I think it was the last time we were in Recife. We were at a restaurant. And
pre-carnival, outside was total chaos.
Yes, and we were sitting at a restaurant. And on the table right next to us, a family. There was a woman and three adolescents, three teenage kids and a guy. And the guy looked bored as hell. Yeah, he was like looking down, looking at his plate of soup or whatever. He was just so not interested in what was happening on the table. Yeah. It was the expression of boredom.
And we noticed that. And I'm really bad to
hey,
to
I never mentioned who the guy was.
That was Alceu Valença.
That was Alceu Valença. He was sitting on the table next to ours and he was looking really bored.
We were like, hey, is this Alceu Valença? Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. So we were like, oh, let's talk to him and ask him to record a tag or something like that.
A tag for us, like we do. Oh, hello, I'm listening to the Caipirinha Appreciation Society.
But the guy was in a such a bad mood that we were like, no.
Oh, no, we're scared. He's going to just snap at us. But he didn't. He was really grateful that we kind of pulled him from. He felt completely at ease to be, approached by fans and to be talking about music. And music, it was much more.
We spent half an hour
talking to him. He was in his element. What was just, we thought we're going to be...
A nuisance?
Cheeky and a nuisance. In the end, he was really, really welcoming, and he just stopped and chatted to us.
Yeah,
he was really funny because he is a character with very strong opinions. He was like criticizing Mangi Beach and criticizing Tropicalia. But
we were not having an argument with him.
We were just listening. Exactly.
And he invited us next time we go to Pernambuco to visit him. And we will. He showed his house. We're going to knock down there. Hello. Hello, Mr. Alcio Vanessa. We are back.
Here's that request on tape. We have it. You have you on tape.
Yeah. So let's go now with another suggestion from your brother Miguel. It's a song about bananeiras, which is the banana tree.
But it's not Bananeira Será.
No,
it's
not.
Which I'm sorry, but I hate that song. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah.
So that one is not going to go in here. We've had a few kind of cliches. There's some cliches we call classics. We played Aquarela do Brasil, Aquarela Brasileira. Which one do we play? But
Bananeira não sei, Bananeira será. Não. É uma maneira de ser que não é a nossa.
Yes.
So, let's go. Bananeira por Caixeiras de São Luís, from Maranhão.
Much better.
Eu já virei.
Yes, bananeira, banana, da onde eu comia a banana de lá.
Possibly one of the songs along with a few hardcore ones that's on the Guinness Book list of very short songs.
Yes, it is. It nearly took us by surprise. So let's go now with a famous one. It is, which is nearly a cliche, but it's very good, and we love it. It's called Refazenda by Gilberto Gil, and well, there are
beautiful.
Many fruits
beautiful.
In that one. Let's go.
Teu ato, nós também somos do mato, como o pato e o leão. Aguardaremos, brincaremos no regato, até que nos tragam frutos, teu amor, teu coração. Abacateiro, teu recolhimento é justamente o significado da palavra temporão. Enquanto o tempo não trouxer teu abacate, amanhã será tomate, a noite será mamão. Abacateiro, sabes ao que estou me referindo, porque todo tamarindo tem o seu agosto azedo cedo, antes que o janeiro doce manga venha ser também. Abacateiro, serás meu parceiro solitário nesse itinerário da leveza pelo ar. Abacateiro, saiba que na refazenda tu me ensina a fazer renda, que eu te ensino a namorar. Refazendo tudo, refazenda, refazenda toda.
Guariroba. Acataremos teu ato, nós também somos do mato, como o pato e o leão. Aguardaremos, brincaremos no regato, até que nos tragam frutos teu amor, teu coração. Abacateiro, teu recolhimento é justamente o significado da palavra temporão. Enquanto o tempo não trouxer teu abacate, amanhã será tomate, a noite será mamão. Abacateiro, sabes ao que estou me referindo, porque todo tamarindo tem o seu agosto azedo cedo, antes que o janeiro doce manga venha ser também. Abacateiro, serás meu parceiro solitário nesse itinerário da leveza pelo ar. Abacateiro, saiba que na refazenda tu me ensina a fazer renda, que eu te ensino a namorar. Refazendo tudo, refazenda, refazenda toda, Guariroba.
Well, a classic is a classic. A good classic is a good classic.
Yes, are there bad classics? You wouldn't call it.
Yes, there are bad classics.
You wouldn't call it a classic, though.
I think
classic kind of implies that it's good.
Good. Yeah. Well, but it's a question of opinion. Isn't
classics
it?
Can become the cliches. That's
yes,
the thing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It's such a fine line, guys. Sorry. That's us.
Yeah. Right. So, shall we get into the coconut water session?
Well, that's another thing. After feijoada, the next thing that I miss most about Brazil
is coconut.
Yeah, it's coconut water.
Coconut water addict.
Yeah, I had it for years delivered to my place every day. 2 liters of freshly extracted coconut water.
Oh, we had to substitute that here in Barcelona for fresh mint tea.
Mint tea, yeah.
Cold mint tea. We are into that now. And it's very good for the Senegalese heat that we have here in Barcelona at the moment.
But talking before about missing Brazil, let me get a quick parenthesis here to announce 2 Brazilian-related themes that will be taking place here in Barcelona. In case you are in town, there are 2 things that will be happening. One is the festival Visual Brasil. Visual Brasil is an audiovisual creativity festival organized by Ricardo Cansado, who has been interviewed here by us
at the Caipirinha Library.
It's taking place, it's a 3-day festival starting on the 15th. So look it up, okay? It's organized by, Ricardo Cansado, a.k.a. VJ Eletroiman. And the festival is taking place this coming week. Look it up. It's between the 15th and the 18th.
Now,
the other thing is Bexiga 70 will be playing at Marula Café, and we'll be talking a lot more about that on tomorrow's show, the Spanish language one, with one of the programmer of the concerts of Marula Café. He's going to come along, and we're going to be chatting about Brazilian music in Barcelona and, of course, the gig of Bexiga 70. So that's 2 events coming up that if you're in Barcelona and you love Brazil, you should look out for.
Yeah, we recommend.
Back with to the fruity theme.
So let's go with
coconut water
theme. First of them will be by Mr. Marcos Valle.
De beber, beberá, que nem água de coco. Cheiro de querer, camará, é perfume no corpo. Que nem água de coco, beberá, é perfume no corpo, camará.
bem chegado, saravá, pra quem chega cansado, oxalá.
Como é bom viver.
Água de bebê, beberá, que nem água de coco. Cheiro de querer, camará, é perfume no corpo. Pra quem gosta do vento, ventará. Pra quem gosta de chuva, choverá. Pra quem gosta de lua, luará. Imaginando que os teus olhos me pedem. Gosto de ficar nessa preguiça, espreguiçando de amor. Gosto de ficar adivinhando que os teus olhos refletem. A teu lado a vida fica mais bonita, não tem choro nem dor.
Como é bom viver junto com você.
De beber, beberá, que nem água de coco. Cheiro de querer, camará, é perfume no corpo. E quem gosta da vida, viverá. E quem anda sem pressa, chegará. Quem precisa de santo, rezará. Quem tem fogo no corpo, pegará. Gosto de ficar nessa loucura sem saber o que eu digo. Gosto de ficar nessa preguiça, espreguiçando de amor. Gosto de ficar nesse delírio, delirando contigo. Até o lado a vida fica mais bonita, não tem choro nem dor.
Como é bom viver junto com você.
Mais bonita, não tem choro nem dor.
Como é bom viver.
Água de beber, beberá. Que nem água de coco. Cheiro de querer, camará. É perfume no corpo. Que nem água de coco, beberá. É perfume no corpo, camará. Pra quem é bem chegado, saravá. Pra quem chega cansado, oxalá. Pra quem gosta do vento, ventará. Pra quem gosta de lua, luará. Pra quem quer de aclaro, só verá. E quem gosta da vida, viverá. E quem anda sem pressa, chegará. Quem precisa de santo, rezará. Quem tem fogo no corpo, pegará. Água de beber, beberá. Giro de querer, camará. Chegará
com você.
Água de beber, beberá.
Yes, now a local artist, Spanish guy, that we love and has got a really nice version of Tarde em Itapuã, which is about Água de Coco also.
That's right. We've played them for years. We found them on MySpace.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Completely by accident. It was a random thing, and then he made this version of Vinicius' song, Tarde Tapuã, and so if we're going to play Vinicius, it may as well be this version.
Yeah, let's go, Juan Riva.
Baño, me ha
para pasear el mar que no tiene tamaño, un arco iris y contemplar. Esto es en la Plata Caín, sentir la brisa en el cuerpo en una estera de mimbre, beber un agua de coco es guay. Pasar una tarde tapuá, al sol que arde tapuá, oyendo el mar de tapuá, habla de amor y tapuá. Pasar una tarde tapuá, al sol que arde tapuá, oyendo el mar de tapuá, habla de amor y tapuá. El mar inaugura un verde nuevo en una hoja, argumentar con dulzura una casa ya todo bien, y con mirar olvidado al encuentro de cielo y mar, al respirar y sintiendo toda la tierra rodar es guay. Pasar una tarde tapuá, al sol que arde tapuá, sol que arde tapuá, oyendo el mar y tapuá, habla de amor y tapuá. Esto es sentir el escalofrío, el viento que la noche trae, si dicen que dice suavecito, que brota del cocoteral. Y en nuestros espacios serenos, sin ayer no habrá mañana, dormir en los brazos morenos de la luna de tapuá es guay. Pasar una tarde tapuá, al sol que arde tapuá, oyendo el mar de tapuá, habla de amor y tapuá. Pasar una tarde tapuá, al sol que arde tapuá, oyendo el mar de tapuá, habla de amor.
Listening to the Caipirinha Appreciation Society show at
Contrabanda FM Barcelona.
Yes, this is our friend from Bilbao, right? Juan Rivas.
Juan Rivas, our old friend.
Old friend, yes.
Yes, we've been in touch with him from...
When we visit Bilbao, we have to visit him.
Yeah.
At least go to one of his gigs. It sounds great fun, you know. And, well, let's go from Europe to the north of Brazil, more precisely to Pará, with the bloco Cabloco and the song Canjeri da Água de Coco, a mix with Vai Vadear.
canjerê tem água de coco. Tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco. Tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco. Tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco. Tem água de coco pra beber.
Quando eu bebo desta água, sinto o maior prazer. Água do coco é gostosa, mistura com canjerê. Salve a gira de nanã, Ogum, opa, luaiê. Salve a gira de nanã, Ogum, opa, luaiê.
O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber.
Vem mulato, vem pra roda, vem fazer um bate-guê. Minha gira tem mandinga dos negros do candomblé. Minha gira tem mandinga dos negros do candomblé.
O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber.
O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber. O meu canjerê tem água de coco, tem água de coco pra beber.
Amor, mas você não se acostumou à vida de um lar. O que você quer é vadiar. Vai vadiar, 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 vai vadiar.
Agora não precisa se preocupar. Se passares da hora, eu não vou mais te buscar. Não vou mais pedir, nem tampouco implorar. Você tem a mania de ir pra orgia, só quer vadiar. Você vai pra folia, se entrar numa fria, não vem me culpar. Vai vadiar,
vai vadiar, vai vadiar.
Da noite pro dia não pode mudar. Vive outra fantasia, não vai se acostumar. Quando tentei te dar um lar, você gosta do sereno. Meu mundo é pequeno pra lhe segurar. Vai procurar alegria, fazer moradia na luz do luar. Vai vadiar,
vai vadiar, vai vadiar, vai vadiar, vai.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Canjerê da Água de Coco e Vai Vadiar by Cabloco from Mr. Marco André. We have a quick correction here before we go back to the theme, Pará.
You know, because Spain has many nationalities within, sort of Spain is the official state, but then there's different nations within. And we knew that Juan Rivas wasn't the a Castilian, right?
Yeah,
so he was one of them, the smaller ones. But when MDC Swingy said he was from Bilbao, I said, no, it's not Bilbao. Bilbao. It's,
yeah, we went to Bilbao.
We actually did go to Bilbao. And if he had been from there, we'd definitely have been in touch with him, which we didn't. So it turns out he's from Vigo. And he is Gallego. He's from he's Galician. So, which is, they speak a very a language that's very similar to Portuguese. And we've met a few people, Galician people here, which are very interesting.
Every time we are talking Portuguese on the street between us, sometimes a person from Galicia
thinks that we are Portuguese at least.
Portuguese at least and comes to practice the Gallego with us,
So, so there's a little correction there. We love the guy. And sorry about that.
Yeah. And now let's go for one of those fruits that you only have in the north of Brazil. They have really weird fruits. And one of them is called jambu, which is nearly a pepper, isn't it, I guess?
Well, peppers, I guess, are fruits. Also, they've got seeds. The seeds are the hottest bits, aren't they? So, they're
and
technically
they say
fruit.
That when you eat this thing, you have your tongue trembles. And Mr. Marco...
Andrea, who was the singer of the bloco we've just played.
Yeah, yeah. Has got to another song that's called Se Liga no Tremor da Língua, which is a really nice verse about this phenomena. But now the person who's going to sing is Mrs. Dononetch.
Same song.
No, it's another song about the same fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And also talks about the trembling tongue thing. All right. And it's called Jamburana because the name of the fruit is Jambu. Check it out.
Tá tudo tremendo. Muito louco, louca, louco, muito louco. muito louco, louca, louca, muito louco. A boca fica muito louca
com o tremor do jambu.
One day we have to try this thing.
Treme, vai descendo, vai descendo, vai subindo, vai subindo. Very,
very
nice.
Good, very nice, isn't
very
it?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, the Caipirinha
Malemolência do Pará.
Caipirinha Appreciation Society bringing you, oh, delicious sounds, delicious feelings for your ears and for your palate.
Yeah. I'm having great fun with this show about fruit, you know.
Well, that's because it's our vocation. Just think of our alternative logo. It's got all the different fruit phones.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And we've always advocated that we're not purists and that we think caipirinhas can be made from different fruits.
Yeah.
So it's you know, I wonder why we never made the show earlier.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go now with a song that was suggested by our friend Carlon Castillo. But he suggested the version, a different version. We're going to play here O Vendedor de Banana from Vitrola 70.
Great.
I think he suggested another version.
Um prazer, perdão, estúdio, apresenta Vitrola 70. Legal.
Baba, 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 baba. Vai querer
Coisa Nostra.
Yeah, all those fruits are certainly Cosa Nostra.
Cosa Nostra, sí, sí, sí. That was Vitrola 70, not to be confused with Bexiga 70.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
same time, same place.
Yeah.
Caipirinha Libre, the Spanish. How do we translate Portuñol?
Portuñol.
Spanish version of the show.
Yeah.
But all the good music you can expect from a Caipirinha Enterprises production.
Yes. So let's go now with a classic. It's a classic. Chiclete com Banana, we have to play that,
okay.
But in another version, obviously, it will be Música Ligeira with Chiclete com Banana.
Excelente.
So, yeah.
Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa, só põe bebop no meu samba quando o tio Sam pega no tamborim. Quando ele pegar no pandeirinho da bumba, quando ele entender que o samba não é bumba, aí eu vou misturar Miami com Copacabana. Chicletes eu misturo com banana e o meu samba vai ficar assim. Para bom devo devo. Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa. É o samba rock, meu irmão. Para bom devo devo. Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa. Quero ver a grande confusão, é mais em compensação. Eu quero ver o bugue-ugue do pandeiro e violão. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira. Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa. Quero ver a grande confusão, para valer o wap-pa-pa. Samba rock, meu irmão, é mais de compensação. Eu quero ver o bugue-ugue do pandeiro e violão. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira. Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa. É o samba rock, meu irmão. Para bom de bom de bom. Wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa, wap-pa-pa. É o ver a grande confusão, é mais em compensação. Eu quero ver o bugue-ugue do pandeiro e violão. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira. Quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira numa batucada brasileira.
Yes. A classic is a classic. And it's a very good rendition here by our friends Música Ligeira.
It's such a good song.
Yes, it is.
Almost every version of it is really good.
Yeah. And, we are coming to an end of the show, right?
To the end,
yes. And we have to say...
Should we thank all the people who contributed again?
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Yeah.
So, who gave us ideas? Luisa Lene took part. She gave lots of ideas for songs. We're not going to specify which songs at this stage.
Yeah.
Márcia Barbosa Serra did two. Miguel Costa Serra did two.
Yeah. I'm going to give a list of people that took part in my exchange of ideas there, right?
Ooh.
Even if the song was not here, if they just... Okay. Teresa Melo, right? Beijo para Laranjal Paulista. Miguel Costa Serra. Aurélien, who suggested ways of finding music for fruits. And who else? Luisa Ociel. Jorge Alves Oliveira, poor kid, he's working now. He cannot listen to the show now, but he will listen to it in our podcast.
Dimitri Rabelo, Matheus Bombelli, Jabu Morales, Rafael Garcês, Guilherme Guimarães, Vitor Gadiulio, and many others. You know, that was a very nice way of making the show. And it's a shame we couldn't play everything because we have kind of 8 tracks that were left behind. I think we can even
tropical
think
country.
About...
You've got plenty of fruit.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can think about...
And music.
Fruit too. Just to point out that we couldn't find any good songs about cherries, but our cover is very good. So the cover... was the motto of the thing.
Yes.
Right? And we're going to close this. As we are talking about bananas, we are going to close this show with a song by your brother.
Yes, the other brother.
The other brother. It's the band called Cordel Elétrico, and the name of the song is called Salada de Banana.
This was back in the 90s, guys.
Yeah. See you.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Where is it?
Medida que da tua seca esperança.